Astronomers say a close-up encounter with a comet has left them puzzled and amazed. The Stardust space probe flew within 150 miles of a comet last January. Its main goal was to collect dust samples. But the space probe also got a good look at the comet during its brief and dangerous encounter. NPR's Richard Harris reports that Science magazine will reveal big surprises about the comet tomorrow.
Collecting secrets about the comet called Vilt 2 was no easy task. Scientist Donald Brownlee said the Stardust spacecraft had to wear a tough coat of armor to survive its close and violent encounter.
We flew very close to the comet to collect samples to bring back home, but we had to fly close, survive the environment, and then get back. One of the essential aspects of doing this was the survival of the rock cloud. We were basically flying through a cloud of bullets that were coming at 13,000 miles an hour against the spacecraft.
Stardust got thwacked hard. One rock was as big as a grape, Brownlee said at a briefing today.
But nonetheless, the spacecraft survived. It collected thousands of particles, and we also took fabulous pictures.
Those pictures and related information are now being published in the journal Science.
We were totally stunned by what we saw. We expected to be, see, kind of a subdued old surface that looked like someone dumped powdered charcoal on a body maybe 5 kilometers across. What we saw was a thrilling object.
Vilt 2 has geological features resembling oblong craters as much as a mile across. You might expect a comet to be fairly round and smooth. After all, it's been circulating around our solar system for billions of years, so it should be thoroughly worn down by now. Brownlee from the University of Washington in Seattle says no.
We saw lots of fascinating features that were unpredicted. One type of feature are pinnacles and spires, things that stick up as columns up to 100 meters high.
These presumably form the same way pinnacles and spires form on Earth, by way of erosion. Only there's no flowing water and no blowing wind on a comet to hasten that task. Those features also help solve a mystery about the composition of comets. One theory has it that comets are loosely packed piles of rubble. Another suggests that they have more solid cores.
Because we see vertical cliffs and columns and even overhanging cliffs, it means the surface of the comet is relatively strong. It's not just rubble.
From Earth, Comet Vilt 2 also appears to have a single stream of dust and gas pouring off of it. This material ends up in the comet's tail, which is lit up by sunlight. But space scientist Ben Clark from Lockheed says that's not really what the comet looks like up close.
This is what surprised us most. We thought there would be maybe one jet active, a large jet. Instead, this one large jet that we seem to see from Earth is made up of many, many smaller jets.
In fact, the spacecraft encountered pulses of dust rather than a steady stream as it flew past the comet. That's consistent with a new theory about how comets produce their tails. Comets may not simply be shedding material, say like the Peanuts character Pigpen. Claudia Alexander from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory says the gas and dust that forms the tail may instead be actively produced under the surface, like a geyser.
And a geyser model implies more of a force, more gravity, more structure and cohesiveness to the body, and a chamber where maybe the gas is collecting and then forcibly brought out.
The biggest surprises about Comet Vilt 2 may be yet to come. Space scientists are eagerly waiting to get their hands on actual dust samples from the comet. Those are the first samples of material ever collected in deep space, and they're supposed to parachute back to Earth over the Utah desert in January 2006. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.